This RRFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello, welcome back to Discover the Wonders. Today we are talking about treasure. So there are two little stories in the Bible that talk about treasure, and then I have some stories about treasure as well. One called Worthless Treasure, The Neglected Treasure, Treasure in Plain Sight, The Stolen Bible, and Eva's Gold. We'll see if we have time to get through all of them. So Jesus told two little parables. So parables are little stories that teach something. So he told a story about a man who was working in the field, like that's where it was his job to work. So he's working away digging when a spade hits something hard. So he gets down and he has a look at what his spade has hit. And he's hit treasure. So there could have been gold coins or jewelry. And so he thinks, oh, what am I going to do? So he quickly covers it up so nobody else sees it. And then, you know, he really, really wants that treasure. But the field doesn't belong to him. So he thought, if only this field could belong to me, then the treasure would be mine too. But, you know, it's going to cost him something to buy that field. He's going to have to give up other things. But he knows that treasure is worth giving up other things for. And so he goes home and he sells everything he's got so then he can buy that field. And then that treasure belongs to him. And then Jesus told another story. There was a merchant who would buy pearls. So he would travel to different places and he would buy these fancy pearls. But one day he saw a pearl that was so big and so special and so beautiful that he thought, wow, this is like the perfect pearl. But when he asked what the price was, it cost a lot of money. And so the only way he could buy it was to have to sell his other pearls, which had been a treasure to him. But this new pearl is worth more than all the other pearls. And so he has to sell his other pearls so he can buy that very special pearl. And it's worth it. It's worth it to give up things for something that is worth a whole lot more. And so Jesus was showing the people that he is like that treasure. And you know, when we follow him, there are things we may have to give up to follow him, because he needs to become the most important thing to us, because he's like that treasure. And so we might have to give up our own way and our own thoughts and listen to him and do what he wants us to do. But he is like that very special treasure in the field, and like the pearl that is better than all the other pearls. And so following him is like finding a treasure. And so it's worth it. He's like that treasure. So now I'm going to tell you a story called Worthless Gold. That sounds interesting. Do you think there is such a thing as worthless gold? We all know that gold is one of the most valuable metals on earth, so how could it possibly be worthless? This story is about an occasion when gold proved to have no value at all, and human lives being saved was the only thing that mattered. In 1859, the steamship Central America was on her way from Panama to New York. The ship carried nearly 600 passengers, all carrying gold that they'd gotten during the California Gold Rush and were taking home to enjoy. But about 200 miles off the North Carolina coast, a terrible storm came up and a leak developed in the steamship. In spite of all hands bailing and pumping, the steamship began to fill with water. After several days, it eventually keeled over and sank 8,000 feet to the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. Over 400 people's lives were lost, along with 21 tons of California gold. In 1989, 130 years later, a group of very determined divers found the ship and recovered the gold. It was described as the greatest treasure ever found, the ultimate rescue from the ultimate peril. However, at the time when the passengers' lives were in terrible danger and the ship was about to sink, the gold was worthless to the passengers who owned it. Two women shook 11,000 in gold onto the floor, announcing that anyone could take as much as they wanted. One man ripped open a bag of gold dust worth about $20,000 and strewed it on the cabin floor like sand. Others flung the shining gold coins across the floor, telling everyone to help themselves. But no one did. Some, as in a daze, tossed gold coins to the wind. Purses filled with gold lay untouched. However, there were those unwilling to part with their hard-earned gold. They tied it in their clothing or stuffed it in coat pockets. But the gold became too heavy later when they were trying to keep afloat in the ocean, and they had to let it go. Hundreds of thousands of dollars in gold were thrown away and sank to the ocean bottom. Can you guess what the people were fighting for among themselves instead? They were battling for the boards that were breaking up from the ship, the doors, boxes, life preservers, anything that might keep them afloat with the hope of being rescued. Passengers were crying to God and committing themselves to his will. As the steamship sank, they realized that eternity loomed before them, and they knew then that there was something far more important to them than gold, where they would spend eternity. Because we are separated from God by our sins, our souls are in danger of being lost and separated from God for eternity. But the Lord Jesus died on the cross of Calvary more than 2,000 years ago. He gave his life to die in our place, providing the ultimate rescue from the ultimate peril. His death opened the way for rescue, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That phrase is from John 3:16. Now our part is to come to him, confessing that we can't save ourselves and that we desperately need a saviour. God will cleanse us from all our sins because we've come to him in the way he provided for us. Without help from somewhere else, no one from that sinking ship could have survived the cold ocean water. But another ship saw the distress signals in the terrible storm and came alongside to rescue those who were still able to get into the lifeboats. Calling on the Lord Jesus to save us is our distress signal. Then he becomes our lifeboat and promises to carry us safely to his home in heaven to spend eternity with him, having our sins forgiven and the assurance of a home in heaven is absolutely the greatest treasure ever found. Now I have another story called Eva's Gold. What would you do if you found gold in your backyard? How would you spend your money from that gold? Eva's father found gold in their backyard, but Eva also found that there is something that is worth more than gold, something that gold cannot buy. Eva and her family lived in a small village in Bolivia. Like most families who lived there, they were poor. For most of Eva's life, they lived and worked in a tiny stall in the marketplace, where they sold a few vegetables, buttons, pens, and such things. It was noisy, dirty, and hot, and they didn't have many friends. A visit from Mr. Albert was always a happy time. He would read the Bible to them or bring them a calendar with Bible verses. He often left a list of verses for Eva and her younger brother to memorize. Even though it was sometimes a whole year before Mr. Albert got back to their village again, he would bring them a prize if they had learned their Bible verses. One day, Eva's parents had to go on a long trip to the mountains. Eva and Willie would have to stay behind in their tiny home in the market until their parents returned. They were left there alone to care for the stall. After their parents had been gone for some time, Willie got sick from an infected tooth. The side of his face was swollen into a lump as big as an orange, and he was in great pain. Eva was only 10, but she did her best to care for him and gave him a medicine for pain that they had sold in their market stall. She worried when Willie did not get better, and she had no one to help her. Both Eva and Willie felt lonely and forsaken. Willie was sick for a week and finished the whole box of medicine for pain. At last, their parents returned and took Willie immediately to a doctor. Willie finally got better, but their tender young hearts had an ache inside that never went away even after Willie was well. Eva's family moved several times. Although they lived further in the jungle, they at least had a small house now and didn't have to live in the market. Soon it was time for Eva and Willie to go to high school, but their father didn't have enough money to send them to the town that had a school. One day, however, they heard some surprising news from their neighbours. Some had found gold in their yards. Well, Eva's father thought, maybe there's some gold in our yard too. So he dug a hole in the backyard as big as a well and began panning the water that came up. Sure enough, there was gold. Gold right in their own backyard. There was not a lot of it, and it was only like specks. It was only specks like sand that had to be melted down before it could be sold. But it would be enough to send Eva and Willie to high school. Eva was glad her father had found the gold, but the ache and the emptiness in her heart was still there. Even gold couldn't take that away. Because of the gold, Eva and Willie had enough money to rent a small room of their own in the town where the high school was. God had been tenderly watching Eva and knew about the ache in her young heart. He planned that Eva would find something in this town that would be even better than finding gold. The town where Eva and Willie went to school was the same town where Mr. Albert lived. When he learned that they were also there, he invited Eva and Willie to Bible meetings in his home. They heard of the wonderful love of God in sending his only son to die on the cross for sinners. They learned that God, who is rich in mercy, wanted to give them not riches of gold, but the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. That's a Bible verse from Ephesians 2 verse 7. Eva's lonely heart responded to God's loving offer of salvation. She believed that the Lord Jesus had died for her sins and that they were now washed away in his precious blood. Willie also received the Lord Jesus as his Savior. Happy smiles came over their faces as they learned that God's love and God's word, the Bible, would be treasures to them worth more than gold. And there's a Bible verse from Psalms 19 verse 9 and 10. The judgments, or the standards, of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. The money from Eva's gold was used up by the time she graduated from high school, but she still had something worth more than gold. She had her relationship with God. Gold can never last. Even if you had lots of it, you would have to leave it behind when you leave this world. Eva's riches in Jesus can never be lost, and they'll last forever. Wouldn't you like to have them too? Trust in the Lord Jesus today, and all the riches of God's grace will be yours. And another Bible verse from Ephesians 1 verse 7 says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Now I'm going to sing you a song called Something More Than Gold. And this song is actually a story from the Bible about a man who was very rich, but he was poor in other ways. He didn't have many friends and he didn't have much joy. So he was very greedy and he got money by being a tax collector and by cheating people. But then when he met Jesus, his life changed and he found something more than gold.
A certain man of whom we read, who lived in days of old, though he was rich, he felt his need of something more than gold. Oh yes, my friend, there's something more, there's something more than above the crowd so that he might be
Now I have a story called The Stolen Bible. Now I wonder what that's got to do with the treasure. Mother, I won a prize, exclaimed John as he ran in the door. He happily showed her his new Bible. It had a black cover with gold edged pages, and inside the cover there was written, John Harrison, a prize for good conduct and attention to learning, from Langford Sunday School. John and his mother lived in England many years ago. John's father had been a fisherman. He had died when John was very small, leaving John and his mother in their little home not far from the ocean. John and his mother were so poor that at the age of 12, John started looking for a job. He couldn't find any work near home, so he decided to look for a job on the ship. His mother helped him pack his clothes in a bundle, and he put his Bible in his pocket. Be sure to read a chapter every morning and night, as you've always done with me, his mother said. Don't let your shipmates, bad examples or mockery keep you from doing this. Goodbye, and God bless you, my son. John promised his mother that he would do that, and after a prayer that God would guard him and help him keep his promise, he started on his 12-mile walk to the ocean. John soon found work on a ship. He was a quick learner, and he worked hard. The ship had a kind captain, and he encouraged John to obey his mother's request to read his Bible every morning and night. But soon things were not so pleasant. Many of the other sailors made fun of him when they saw him reading his Bible and praying. James Evans, one of the sailors, did all he could to disturb John, and one day while John was busy working, James took John's Bible and hid it. When John reached under his pillow for his Bible that night, it was gone. When the captain heard about it, he said, "One of your mates has played a bad trick, but you shall not disobey your mother's wishes. I have a Bible which my mother gave me when I first went out to sea, but sadly I was not like you. I put it aside and never read it, but now, by God's blessing, I will change that. I want you to come down to my cabin every morning and every night and read a chapter to me." When the ship reached England again, John had a month at home before going back on board the ship. During that month, the captain came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as a Saviour. One of the first things he said to John when he saw him again was, "My lad, we must still have our daily readings together, and what is more, I intend to have prayers morning and evening on board my ship." On this trip, the ship had not gone far when a violent storm came up, and James Evans was hurt badly by a falling mast. He slowly got worse, and finally he called for the captain and John. James had an interesting confession to make. He said, "John, in trying to hurt you, I've done myself good. Do you know what this is?" He pulled John's treasured Bible out from under his pillow. James told John and the captain that one day, out of curiosity, he picked up the Bible to read it, and it opened to Luke chapter 15, where he read the story of the prodigal son. It made him remember what his own mother had taught him as a boy, and he realized what a sinner he had been. But he also read about God's love and willingness to forgive sinners because of the Lord Jesus' death on the cross. James believed what God said about forgiving sinners and got peace and joy. He asked John to forgive him for stealing the Bible, and he died thanking God for the gift of his son. John worked for his kind captain for many years, and when the captain retired, John became the captain of the ship. He always took his Bible with him and read it morning and night to his sailors. Only God knows how many more people were saved through John and his Bible. Have you been saved by John's Saviour? The Lord Jesus is always ready to save anyone who knows that they are a sinner and need him to save them from their sins. And if you already know the Lord Jesus as your Saviour, do you read your Bible every day? The Bible is a special book, not like any other book, because it tells us about God and about things that will last forever. It is like a big treasure chest with so many treasures in it that you will never discover all of them, no matter how many years you read it. David in the Bible said about God's words, More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Psalm 19 verse 10. The Bible is more precious than gold, sweeter than honey, the joy of my heart. I hope you come to love the Word of God like David did. And like John, don't be afraid to let others see that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may help others come to know our wonderful Saviour. Now I'm going to sing a little song called Hide God's Word in Your Heart.
Hide God's Word.
Now I have a story called The Neglected Treasure. A Christian man was once travelling through a village giving Bibles to people. He came to a small cottage that was in very poor condition. The windows were broken and covered with straw and rags. The door was falling apart and everything looked dirty and neglected. As he came closer, he heard angry voices shouting and swearing. The children were very frightened and had hidden in the corners of the dirty room. Their father and mother were having a terrible argument. The Christian man could see why the family was so poor and unhappy. They were lazy and didn't take care of their home or their family. The stranger spoke kindly to the father. "My friend, you must be very unhappy living like this. Why don't you try to make your home better?" "Sir," the man replied, "it is very hard for poor people to be comfortable when we do not even have enough food to eat." The Bible man then asked for a drink of water. The man gave him some water in a broken jug. As he drank, the stranger looked about the messy room. In one corner, covered with dust and rubbish, he saw a large family Bible. After thanking the man for the water, he quietly said, "My friend, I have a secret to tell you. There is a treasure in your cottage. If you find it and make good use of it, it will make you rich and happy. Goodbye." After the man left, the husband and wife thought a lot about his words. At first, they thought he might have been making fun of them. When the husband was alone, he searched the cottage for the treasure. His wife did the same when she was alone. They looked everywhere, but they could not find anything. One day the wife had been searching until she was tired. She sat down and wondered what the treasure could be. Then she noticed the old Bible in the corner. "I wonder if that could be the treasure," she thought. She got up, wiped the dust off the Bible and opened it. It had been many years since she had read it. Seeing the Bible brought back memories. It had been a gift from her mother who had died many years before. Inside the cover, her mother had written, "The law of thy mouth is better unto me than the thousands of gold and silver," from Psalm 119, verse 72. The woman began to understand that the Bible contained treasures much greater than gold and silver. "This must be the treasure the stranger was talking about," she thought. She began to read the Bible carefully. As she read, the Holy Spirit showed her that she was a sinner. She became deeply sorry for her sins. But the Bible also told her about Jesus, the Savior. Jesus had shed his blood so that sinners could be forgiven. He had suffered and died, but he rose again. The woman trusted in Jesus. She found him as her Savior and became a true Christian. Sometimes Christians are afraid to tell others that they believe in Jesus. This woman was also afraid at first. For a long time, she did not tell her husband what she had discovered. But one day, when her husband came home, she said, "Husband, I have found the treasure the stranger told us about." "Where is it?" he asked. "It is in this blessed book," she said. "Let me read to you about it." So she read the Bible to him. By God's mercy, her husband also became a Christian. After this, everything in their home began to change. They took better care of their children. Their house became clean and orderly. Their whole way of living changed. The next year, when the Bible man came back to the village, he could hardly believe that this was the same cottage. The family welcomed him warmly and said, "We have found the treasure you told us about. It has made us rich and happy." The greatest treasure wasn't gold or money. It was God's word, which showed them their need of Jesus Christ and led them to him. And one last story, treasure in plain sight. Mr. Emmanuel lived on Staten Island, New York. He and his family had moved into their home in 2011. It had a nice backyard with lots of trees in it. Behind the trees was a rusted metal box that they could see from the deck and from the sofa in their family room. But they thought nothing of it. Mr. Emmanuel assumed it was just an electrical box or maybe a cable box. Besides, it was partly buried in the ground and there was poison ivy growing all around it. Occasionally, he would throw mulch onto it to make it blend in with the surroundings. In the spring of 2018, Mr. Emmanuel decided to plant bamboo in his backyard for more privacy. The winter had been harsh and the deer had eaten the leaves off the lower branches of his trees. This made the rusted, ugly box very visible, so he decided to totally redo his backyard. He called a man who specialized in unusual plants and had years of experience working in yards, gardens, and zoos in the New Jersey and New York area. He went by the nickname of Bamboo Bob. Walking through the backyard for the first time, Bamboo Bob noticed the rusty box buried in a few inches of dirt. He and his workers looked it over and realized that it was not an electrical or cable box. They helped the homeowners dig the box out of the ground and discovered it was actually a safe with a dial on it. It was about 2 feet wide and 1.5 feet deep. It was also heavy. They estimated that it weighed between 80 to 100 pounds. Mr. Emmanuel shook the safe to see if he could hear it jingling, and when he couldn't, they moved it to the back deck. Then Bamboo Bob and his workers went on with their job in their backyard. So, are you curious about what was in the box? I don't know how Mr. Emmanuel waited until the end of the day to open the safe, but he did. Then he pried it open with a pick, and what do you think he found? The first thing he saw were $100 bills stacked 3 inches deep. There were also bags of gold, earrings, and other jewelry. Wow, what a find! Because the safe had been out in the weather for so long, it had a few rusty holes in it. This caused the money to be wet and stuck together. Mr. Emmanuel spent the next few days carefully peeling the money apart and drying it out. It totaled about $1,600. There was so much gold he began to weigh it on his kitchen scale. It weighed about around a pound. Boys and girls, it takes a lot of gold to weigh that much. At first, Mr. Emmanuel thought he would keep this treasure. But then he found an address in the safe. Looking online, he discovered it belonged to a neighbor whose house he passed every day when he walked his dog. So what do you think he did? He walked around the corner to his neighbor's house and asked the lady if she'd ever been robbed. When she said yes, he told her, "I think I have your stuff." The two of them walked back to Mr. Manuel's house. When she saw the safe, she was amazed. She and her husband had been robbed at the end of 2011, nearly 7 years before. Police had told the couple that they would never see their life savings again. When the robbery happened, they had reported it to the police. A very wicked man had been robbing their neighborhood and other nearby neighborhoods for several years. When he was finally caught in 2016, he said he'd stolen over $4 million worth of property and was responsible for more than 100 burglaries. The police believed he was responsible for stealing this couple's life savings as well. When the safe was stolen, it was reported to have about $40,000 in cash and jewelry with a value of $52,000. When Jesus lived and walked on this earth, he spoke about treasure. This is what he said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt and where thieves break through and steal." This is what had happened to the treasure in this story. But then Jesus said, "Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does corrupt and where thieves do not break through nor steal." So Jesus meant that when we ask him to forgive our sins and we put our trust in him, we will have treasure in heaven.